Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Wolman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shelema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Daf Pei Vav Amin Aleph. We will start from the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Amin Beis. Zok de Gemara, Reb Chia Nofal Lei Yaniva Bekisnei. Reb Chia had a problem of a telas which was ruining his flax. Also, Lekami de Rebbe, Yomar Lei Shkol Oifa, V'shchoit Al Babisa De Maya, the Meirich Dama of Ishavakle. Rebbe gave him an Eitzah to shecht a bird over the flax, and the blood will cause the telas to go away. Fact the Gemara of Ehechi of Erhachi v'atanya ha-shoichei b'tzarech l'dam chayiv l'chasois keitzad yase noichroi oikroi. We see from the Braisa that a person that shechts a bird, even if he's interested in just getting the blood, he's not allowed to just take the blood out. He's mechuyiv to mechasa the dam. So the Gemara is masik that he either told him tsei trif or tsei nachar, and this way there's no chiyuv in kisei adam, and he can use the blood for whatever he wants. Now there are a couple of shailas we can ask on this Gemara. First of all, what is the chiddush of the Braisa that says hashoichei v'tzarech ledam chayiv lechasos? Why should you be potter? Is there a havamina that you can be mevato the mitzvah of kisui because you need the dam for your tzrochim? The Tiferes Yaakov wants to answer that since the Torah says in the parasha of kisui adam, asher ye yochel, I would think that the chiv of kisui adam is only if you are sheichet for the purpose of eating. But if your whole shechita of the bird is in order to just get out the blood, I would think there's no chiv kisui bechalal. Kamashal on this braisa, that even if you are shechting shaloi l'shem achilas baser, just to get the blood out in order to use it, still you're chayav in kisui, because when it says asher yeyochol in the pasuk, that only requires that the baser should be roi l'achila, but not that you plan to eat it. So the Tiferes Yaakov, the chiddush of the Braisa, was that bechlal there's a chayav kisui. Aber avada, once I know that there's a chiv kisui, avada, the fact that you want to use it for your tzrochim wasn't bechlal ahavam, you know, that would pater you from your chiv kisui. But there is another ha'or on this braisa, that we have a machloikis tanom later on, if you need to mechasa all of the blood that comes out of the bird, or just part of it. And the Torah in Shulchan Aruch paskin that it's enough to mechasa part of the dam. So l'chayre, how come the braisa doesn't give an eitzah, doesn't mention an eitzah to shech the bird, and cover just part of the blood, and you could use the rest blood? Now the emes is that the Mishnah Yaakov in Yerideh Simin Yudalid wants to actually be mechiyach from our suya that the halacha is taka like the man da omar that you need to mechasa all the blood, which is actually the way the Baal Amar paskins. But I'll call upon him for the Shulchan Aruch who doesn't pass in that way. L'chayr, we have to say a different pshat in the Gemara. The Pesachei Tshuva in Simin Chav Ches Sif Katan Tes says, in order to be matcha this kasha, you have to make an ukimta that the case the Bryce is talking about is when he needs all the blood coming out of the bird, and that's why you don't have an eitzah to mechasa part of the blood and use the rest of the blood. The Gilyon Marsha over there brings a tshuva space shloimai who wants to be mechia from this kasha, a gevaldige chiddush din, that even the shittas who don't hold you need to mechasa all the dam, there's still moida that there is a din l'chachila that you should cover all the blood. And the meila, that's why the braisa over here didn't give this eitzah of being mechasa just part of the blood, because the braisa wants you to do the din l'chachila of being mechasa all the dam, and therefore the only eitzah is to be neicher the behemer, to be eikeret. The tshuvas meishav davar and chelet beis simiyat aleph wants to say a mechudish dik a different teretz to answer this kasha. He says that the metzias is that if you want to get rid of a telas using blood, you need to use specifically the blood that comes out miyad b'shas teshchita. That dam is reichai chazak, and it has the power to get rid of the telas. Meila zokta meishav davar, the braisa, which is talking about such a tzir where a person needs the blood to get rid of the telas, the braisa is telling us that since you have a chiv kisei hadam, you don't have an eitzah to cover part of the blood and then use the rest of the blood for the telas, because you need the blood that immediately comes out in order to get rid of the telas. Ah, you'll tell me, so use the beginning blood that comes out for the telas and use the rest of the blood for kisei adam. Zokta meishav davar, you have no right to do that. Since the chiv of kisei adam is chal on you miyad, you're mechuyev to do the chiyuv kisei adam with the first drops of blood that come out of the bird. So mele you have no eitzah. You can't use the first tipis for the kisei adam and then use the rest for the telas, because it's not going to work for the telas. That's why the Raisa gave you the eitzah of being noicher ve'oiker. The Ainu, the Meisha Dover, is telling us a chiddush din that even though you only need to mechase part of the dam to do the mitzvah of kisui, but lechachila you are mechuyiv to do it with the first tipa, even if you need that tipa for other tzrachim. Now, as we mentioned, the Braisa says that in the case of hasheiche v'tzarech ledam, the eitzah to be able to use the blood is to be noichroi oikroi. The Taz in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Dalid wants to bring a raya from here to a chiddush din of his. There was a minig of certain people who used to be noicher goats in order to sell their iris, and the reason they were dafka noicher is because if they would do shchita, then the skins would get ruined. And the shaila was that maybe it's usher for them to do this because of the isser about tashchis. Because since they're doing nechira and not doing shchita, that makes the meat usher b'achila. So maybe there's an isser b'tashchis to do nechira as opposed to shchita. The Taz wants a proof from our Gemara that allows you to be noicher or oiker, that vaisdois it's mutter. And the reason is because since the person benefits from doing it, there's no isser b'tashchis. Like the Smag writes in Lavim Reish Chof Tes, im hanosa miruva me'ashchasa ein kan isser b'tashchis. So here where he has more hanah than he's losing by the ashchasa, there's no isser b'tashchis. Now Bemis, the Shach, Afenort, and the Bach in Simin Tov Kuf Non Aleph Sif Yud argue, and they aser halacha lemaisa to be noicher the goats. But the El Yerab in Simin Tov Kuf Non Aleph is taka tama on the Bach from our sugya. The Noi Bihuda in Tinyano Yeridea Simin Aleph also is done in this Shaila of Baal Tashchis, based on our Gemara, and he is moisiv over there and discusses why isn't there an issue of Tzar Balichai? Since shchita is the most painless way to kill an animal, what right do you have to do nechira? L'chayrit should be an isser of tzar balichayim. He mentions over there two svaras to be makom, that if it's l'tzayrich b'nei adam, then there's no isser tzar balichayim. And he also is mechadish, that as long as you are killing the animal, there is no isser tzar balichayim. The isser of tzar balichayim is only to leave it alive and to be mitzayr it. But if you're going to kill the animal, there's no isser of tzar balichayim. There is another shverkeit in the Braisa, which is raised by the Pri Toyar in Simen Chof Ches Sivkoton Chof Gimel. He asks, why does the Gemara say that the Eitzah is to specifically be Noichroi Oikroi? Why can't you just do a Shechita Psula? Why can't you, for example, do a Shehiya Be'emsa the Shechita, and that would pater the Chiyiv Kisei Adam? The Pri Toyar is specifically bothered because the Lashon of the Braisa was Keitzar Hu Oiseh, and it says Noichroi Oikroi. In fact, the Pitayra, what was the kasha b'chal keitzer u'aisa? It's prashit. Just do anything that isn't a shchita k'sheira, and a melech, there won't be a chiyuv kisei adam. The Pitayra wants to answer that it's usher for a person to l'chachila do a shchita psula, because Chazal were nervous that someone might see what he did, and he'll think that it's a shchita k'sheira, and he'll come to eat from this animal, since it isn't nicker in the animal that the shchita wasn't done properly. Therefore, the Braisa speaks out that he should dafka do nechira or akira, which will be nicker that this is an avela and that it's also to eat. Ayin Shom, that he explains that even the psul shita of agrama isn't so nicker and therefore it isn't an eitzah to do.
There is a revach in this chiddush of the Pri Toyar that we could be miyashay v'kasha on the Yamshel Shloimei. The Yamshel Shloimei earlier in Perek Bei Simya Gimel writes that even though we paskin that shita doesn't require kavana, but if you have specific kavana that the shchita shouldn't be matter the baser, then the shchita isn't matter the baser. The Inayamtev in Simon and Zion asks on him from our Gemara, why wasn't Rav Chiya given the itza of doing a kosher shchita, but just having in mind that the shchita shouldn't be matter the baser b'achila? And memela, there will be no chiyav kisei adam, since the baser will remain aser b'achila. L'chayra, according to the Pri Toyar, this kash is miyoshiv because it's usher to do any shchita in an animal which isn't nikr lakol, that it is be'emes na mutar b'achila. So this would not be an Eitzah to Shecht with the Kavona, that the Shechita shouldn't be Matir, because it wouldn't be Nicker to people that the Basar is also Bachil and they might come to eat it.
Now as far as the Etzah Maisa, which the Gemara brought, that Rav Chiya was given an Eitzah of either Zil Troif or Zil Nechar, the Ritvai asked Akasha, why couldn't he just do a Shechita, but do a Shechita on an Eif Tameh, which is Pater in Kisi Adam? The Ritva wants to answer that it was Kimluhu, that only Dam from an Oif Tar would chase away the Telas and not Dam from an Oif Tame. L'chayri comes out, according to this Teretz, that there would be a way for a person to be Baidek if an Oif is an Oif Tame or an Oif Tar by seeing if it chases away a Telas. And Yesh Lahar Alzeh, that the Mishon, Dafron Tesam and Aleph, gives Simonim for identifying whether an Oif is Tami or Tar, and the Mishon doesn't mention this Simon. Al-Koponim the Ritva does have another answer, and he says that the Gemara wanted to give an Eitzah that works even by an Oif Tar. The Gemara Vayter is Masbir, that Lefidim and Omar, that says that Rebbe told him say Nachar, the reason why Rebbe didn't tell him say Troif, is because in Sei Nechar there is a Rebusa that I could have said, Ein Shechita L'Oif Min HaTayra, V'Nichi Rasei, Zui Shechita Sei, V'Liboi Kisui, Kamash Malon, that there is Shechita L'Oif Min HaTayra, because the Pasuk says, Kasher Tzivisicha. Rabbi Kiva Eger over here is Me'ore, that in the Gemara it's Mefurish, that if Ein Shechita L'Oif Min HaTayra, then you would be Chayiv in Kisui on a Nechira, even though midirabbanon, you do need a shechita, and midirabbanon, it's considered an avela. L'chayro, Rekiveger is based upon a Rashi in Chulun and Daf Chav Zayin on Beis, that Rashi over there is mavur, that lefi the man da'am, that ain't shechita la'if min ha'tayra, but midirabbanon, there is a chiyiv to do shechita. Memelo, Zokter Rekiveger, our Gemara is a raya against the Prima Gadim, who says in Simu Chav Ches, Sivkotan Chav Zayin, that if you have an oif, which has a derabbanon diga treifa, when you shecht that oif, you are potter from kisei adam, since al kol panim it isn't roi la'achila, even though min ha'tayra, it is roi la'achila, but since midrabbanon it's not roi la'achila, it's not considered
asher ye'ochel.
Zotri kiveger from our gemara it's veduik that as long as min ha'tayra it is considered
asher ye'ochel,
an iser derabbanon wouldn't be mafkia the chiyuv of kisei adam. Now the Chayru, the Machlokes, Rav Kiveger and the Prima Gadim boils down to whether an Issur D'Rabbanon, which makes something Einu Roy, does it make it Einu Roy even min ha'Tayra? Now be'emes, this Nidon of whether or not an Issur D'Rabbanon can make something Einu Roy min ha'Tayra seems to be a Machlokes Tanon in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Far over there has a Nidon whether if you have a Sukkah that you make it Agabe Abehema, is that Sukkah kosher? Or maybe we say it's a chesaron that it's not considered ruuyu l'shiva since you can't go up to the sukkah on Yom Tov midrabbanon. The Gemara over there says that Rameir Shita is that since it's roi min ha'tayra, the iser to go up on Yom Tov is only an iser midrabbanon. Rameir says that it's considered roi l'shiva. The iser midrabbanon does not make it ein roi min ha'tayra. Memela, since the Shulchan Aruch passes like Rav Meir, it would seem like we have a makar for the Prima Gadim's halacha, that an Issur D'Rabbanon does not make it into being Ein Oiroi Min HaTayra. But l'chayru we could be Miyashiriv Kiveger based on a chilek of the Achiezer in Chilek Beis Simim Em Zayin. The Achiezer wants to say that it's choluk if the Issur D'Rabbanon is in the Guf HaChefso which needs to be Roi Min HaTayra or not. He says where the Issur D'Rabbanon is not in the Guf HaChefso which needs to be Roi Min HaTayra. Like by Sukkah, there it's the Guf HaSukkah that needs to be Roi Min HaTayra L'chol Shiva. And the Issur D'Rabbanon is in the Gavra. It's in the person. The person is not allowed to climb on the Behemoth, but there is no Issur D'Rabbanon in the Guf HaSukkah. Memele there, an Issur D'Rabbanon does not have the power to make the Guf HaSukkah Ein Roi Min HaTayra. Mashenkein, in a situation where the Issur D'Rabbanon was in the Guf HaChefza, which has to be Roy Min HaTayra, there we would say even an Issur D'Rabbanon is enough to be able to say that the Chefza is not Roy Min HaTayra. Lefi zeh, by a Trefa Midrabbanon, or an Avela Midrabbanon, the Issur Achila in the Guf HaChefza would be enough to be considered Ein Roy L'Achila Min HaTayra, because the Issur D'Rabbanon is in the Guf HaChefza. Now going weiter down the Amid, the Mishnah brings a din that a chayre shaiter a katan who shecht va'achayrin royin oisan chayovim bekisui. But if they shecht beinon lebein atzmon, then ein chayovim bekisui. Now in the din of achayrin royin oisai that you're chayav bekisui, there is a nidan, how many edim would you need in order to be chayav in kisui? How many edim would have to witness the shechita? The Chasam Sofer is medayik that the Lashon of Acherim, which is a Lashon Rabbim, is mashma that you would need two Eidim. But however, the Rambam over here is mavur that one Eid is enough. The Prima Gadim in Yerideya, Simon Aleph, Sivkatan Aleph, is bothered why the Rambam would say that one Eid is believed. L'chayra, he is being made keneged the Cheskas Isser of the Behema, and Eid Echad is only believed keneged the Cheskas Isser when it's biyadai. And the aid who sees it, L'chayra, isn't biyadai in our case. He also asks that L'fira Meir, there's a roiv that a chayra sheitev katan do a pasul shchita. And mehecha tesi, one aid is nemon keneged a roiv. The Prima Gadim blib sarachiyin on the Rambam because of these kashas. Now when the Mishnah says, chayra sheitev katan sheshachtu v'achayun roiv noisei chayavim l'chasais, Rashi explains that the chiyuv l'chasais is on the achirim haroyim. L'chayra Rashi means that the chayra sheit of a katan aren't chayiv l'chasais because they're potter min ha-mitzvahs. The Birchas Avram over here is dan, what would happen if the chayra sheit of a katan did decide to cover the dam? Will we say that it has the same status as kiseu haruach, and if it's chazer v'nisgale, then a bar chiyuva would be chayiv in kisui? Or is it like a kisui which was done by a bar chiyuva, that if it's chazav in iskale, there is no chiyiv kisui? L'chayri says it should be tolui if we look at a chayri sheit v'katan as being potter from the mitzvah, but if he does it, it has a toiris kisui. Or maybe not, maybe we look at it as if a chayri sheit v'katan is mufka lagamri from a toiris kisui, and when he's mechased, it's like a kaif or a ruach was mechased. Because Avram wants to say that maybe the shaila should be tali in the machlekes achroinim whether a katan who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfiras Omer, is he allowed to count with a bracha? That shaila is tali if the sphira that he did when he was a katan had a Torah sphira on it or not. If it has a Torah sphira, then he would be allowed to continue counting with a bracha. But if it didn't have a Torah sphira, then he wouldn't. Says the Birchas Avram, it could be that you could be mechalik, that maybe by Kisei Adam, where the Iker is the Teitzah of it being Mechose and not the Maisa Kisui, maybe there it's more Shaykh to say that a Katan can do it, more so than by Sfiras Haimer, where the Iker is the Etzem Maisa Sfiru. The Maisa I found that the Meiri writes, Leheja, that if a Chayr Sheit V'Katan does a Kisui, Yirali shenifka mitzvas kisui, vafilu chazer v'niskale, you still don't have a chiv. The ein medamin oisoi likiseyo haruach. It's befurish in the Meiri that the kisui of a chayre sheit of a katan does have a teiras kisui, enough to be mafkia the mitzvah of kisui from this dam, even if it's chazer v'niskale. The Yad Yehuda in Simuch Avches of Katan Hay is Moisif that are called upon him by a Goy, if a Goy were to be Mechased, then you would have a Chiyiv Kisui if it's Chazav in Iskale, because Avada, a Goy, is not Petoiris Kisui Adam at all. Now, that's in din that the Mishnah says that if a Chayiv Sheit V'Katan are Sheichet, and a Chayiv Aroyinoi say there's a Chiyiv Kisui Adam, the Ksav Sefer wants to say an interesting Chiddush. He says that there would be a din kedima in this mitzvah of Kisei Adam to those achirim that were Royan Isai, since they are the ones that are being machshir the mitzvah of Kisei Adam through their edus. Without their edus, there would be no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. He is even noted to say that there would be a chiyav asar zehuvim if someone else would grab the mitzvah of Kisei Adam and do it before the achirim got a chance to do it, they would have to pay the achirim asar zehuvim. L'chayru, the beer in this chiddush is that he understands the reason why the sheichet always has kedima is because he is creating the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, and therefore he gets a kedima to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Similarly, the Ksav Sefer is being medameh that the Edim, that in this case, they are enabling the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, they would also have a din kedima, akadei kach, that they would be entitled to asar zehuvim. Now, if we take on the chiddush of the Ksav Sefer, we can suggest a teretz to a kasha of Rekiv Eger. The Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph says Shochat v'loy kisa v'reihu acher chayiv l'chasis. The Mishnah is teaching us that if the Shochet doesn't do the mitzvah of kisui adam, there is a chiv on acherim who see the blood to do the mitzvah of kisui. Factor Kiveger, Lachoyra, this din is already mucha from our Mishnah, which says that if a Chayrim Shait of a cotton shecht and a Chayrim are Royan, there is a Chayiv to do Kisui. This Chayiv is obviously not on the Chayrim Shait of a cotton because they're not Chayiv and Mitzvahs. Akorch the Chayiv is on a Chayrim, like Rashi says. So we see that if the Sheikhid isn't doing the Kisui, a Chayrim will see the Dam are Chayiv and Kisui. So why do we need the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph to repeat this halacha? But Lefidik Sav Sefer, we can say that from our Mishnah we only see that the Acherim who were Roya, the Shchitas Acherim Shaita V'Katan, are Chayiv in Kisui. And that could be because since their Eidus is being Machshir the Kisui, they are similar to the Sheikhid who is Machshir the Chayiv Kisui, and therefore they are Chayiv. But I still don't know that a person who wasn't at all Machshir the Chayiv Kisui is Chayiv in Kisui if he sees the Dam. That's why I need the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, which tells us that as long as someone sees the Dam, he has a Chiv to be Mechase, even though he wasn't Machshir the Chiv at all. It could be that Rekiv Eger didn't want to say this Teretz because he would disagree with the Ksav Sefer, and he holds that there is no Maila in the Edim who see the Chayr Sheit V'Katan. Since they aren't the Sheikhet, they are no different than anyone else who sees the Dam, and the fact that their Edus is Machshir, the Chiv Kisui, isn't a Siva to give them a Chashivas or a Kedima at all. Now the Mishnah Vayter brings a Machloikis for a Meir and the Rabbanon in the case where a Chayr Sheit V'Katan were Sheikhet Beinah Levein Atzvon, if there is an Isser Oisei Vesvenoi or not. Remeir says it's Mutter, and the Chachamim say it's Aser. The Gemara asks, how come the Rabbanon didn't argue also in the Reisha to say that when a Chayr Sheit V'Katan or Sheikhet Beinah Levein Atzvon, there is a Chiyiv of Kisui Adam? The Gemara wants to answer that the Chachamim were Geizer, that if he would be Mechayiv you in Kisui Adam, you will come to be Mater the Shechita of a Chayr Sheit V'Katan Ba'achila. Tosis in Divrei HaMaskil Seifa speaks out that the Gzeira of Shema Yavu L'Ochlai was only said when Me'ikar Adin, your potter from Kisei Adam, because of the Svara of Roy Maiseya Mikukolim, just that we would be Machmer Midra Abonon to be Chayshish for the Miyot, so there we say the Gzeira to potter. But if Me'ikar Adin, you would be Chayiv B'Kisei Adam Misafik, then we wouldn't potter you just because of this Gzeira. The Hainu, the Gzeira, was not enough of a Siba to pater Achiv Meikar Adin. Rav Kiveger blibed Sarachian based on this Taisus on something the Trumas Hadeshin says in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. The Trumas Hadeshin has a Shaila where a person did a Shchita and he's Mesupik whether or not the Shchita was a Shchita Ksheira or not. The Trumas Hadeshin wonders whether or not he should do Kisei Adam or not. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, maybe we should pater him because we should make a gzeira that if he does kisei adam, shema yava loichloi. Tainas Rikiveger, l'chayr we have a clear raya from this taisis that in the Trumas Hadeshin's case, he would be chayav in kisui. Because since he would have a vadai chiyuv misafik to do kisei adam, if you have a safik shchita, so there would be a din vadai to be macher misafik to do kisei adam, we would not pat you because of the gzeira of Shema Yavoi Loichlai. Hakoponim, the Gemara Lamaskana comes out that really the Chachamim argue in the Reisha also, and the Gemara is Mamshech and says, my time of Dura Meir. The Gemara answers because he holds Rav Maaseya Mikukalim that most often when a Chayr Sheit V'Katan do a Shchita, it usually doesn't come out to be a good Shchita. The Gemara speaks out that the Rabbanon argue and they hold that you have to be Machmer. But the Gemara doesn't explain what do the Rabbanon do with Remeir's Taina of Rav Maaseya Mikukalim. Taisus discusses this question, and he comes out that the sheet of the Rabbanon is that they are misupik if Rav Maaseya Mikukalim or Rav Maaseya Misukanim, and therefore the Rabbanon hold that you have to be machmer, machmas asafik. It comes out that according to Taisus, the machlokes Remeir and the Rabbanon is that Remeir holds its pashit that Rav Maaseya Mikukalim, and according to the Rabbanon, they're mesupik and they're machmer machmas asafik. The Ran here says a different pshat in the Chachamim, and he says that the Chachamim are really masking to Remeir that Rav Maaseya Mikukalim. But the Rabbanon say that you still have to be machmer to do kisui anyways.
V'chayir, what the Ram means is the Rabbanon holds that there's a chumra midrabbanon here to do kisui anyways, and in the Sefer they're also machmer to be chayshish that there's an iser oisei v'espenai. Now this machlaikis could have an effect on an afkamina ledina. The Shulchan Aruch here paskins like Rav Meir that you're potter from kisui when a chayrish and shaita or katan do a shchita. And the Bach and the Shach say that since you're potter from kisui adam by a shchita schayr shaita v'katan, it would be usher to be machmir and do the kisui, because we would make a gzeira of shema yavei loichloi that people who see you doing the kisui will think that the shchita is good and they will come to go eat the meat. The Prima Gadim wants to bring a raya to this halacha, because when Taisus was clarifying what the time of the Rabbanon is, Taisus didn't even have a tzah to say that they hold Meikar Hadin, your potter from Kisui, because of Rai Maaseh Mekukalim, just the Rabbanon or Machmir to say Kisui L'chumra. Why did Taisus not have such a tzad? Because they would never say that L'chumra you should do Kisui Adam. Because will you be geyser that if you would do the Kisui, Shema Yavah La'ichlai, like the Svara of the Shach and the Bach? This Raya is a Raya from Taisus. But Lefi the Ran is Adarav is saying, he learned that L'maisa the Chachamim hold that Rai Maaseh Mekukalim. And still the Rabbanon were Machmir to say Midrabbanon to do a Kisui. So I'll call upon him, according to the Ran, it is definitely not muchach whether the halacha of the Shach and the Bach would be correct.
The Gemara says that the reason of Rav Meir in our Mishnah is because he holds Rav Maaseya Mikukalim. The Rishayim are bothered that since Rav Meir holds Chashina L'miyuta L'chumra, as we mentioned later on in the Gemara, how come Rav Meir wasn't machmer to say that we are Chashish for the Miyut Maaseya Misukonim? Choices de Ve'amaschum Mai answers that since the Behema is a Cheskas Isher, which is Messayeya the Roiv, that makes the Miut into a Miuta de Miuta, and Remeir isn't Choshish for a Miuta de Miuta. This is a Chiddish that even though the Chazaka, L'chayra, doesn't increase the percentages of the Roiv, but since Akol Panim, it is another Siba to Pascha like the Roiv, it gives the Miut a Din of Miuta de Miuta. The Ritzvah has a different mahalak to answer this kasha. He says, Be'emes, the Lashon of the Gemara, when it says, Roiv Maaseh Mekukalim, it doesn't mean that there's a Roiv Mitzumtzum. Really, it means that Korov Lekol, Kemat, all of the situations when a Chayr Shayt V'Katan does a Shchita, it is Mekukal. And Memeila, that is why the Miyut of Misukanim is Be'emes, only a Miyuta de Miyuta, and therefore a Meir is not Chayshish for the Miyuta de Miyuta. The Ainu the Ritva is learning that in this situation, it's a full-fledged Miyuta de Miyuta, because Kemat, all situations of a Shchita Schei Shait V'Katan, ends up being Mekokol. The Ritva is with Damidis that we find that the Gemara says, Roi Mitzuyen Eitz Shchita Mumchenein, and there also it really means that almost all people that Shecht are Mumchim, and that's why Reb Meir doesn't argue over there to say Chashin the Miyuta, because it's Taka only a Miyuta the Miyuta, and Reb Meir is not Chayish for a Miyuta the Miyuta.
The Gemara Vayter asks, why did Reb Meir need to say the Svara of Roiv Maaseh Mekukalim? Even if it would only be a Miyut that their Maaseh were Mekukalim, he would still say that we say Smoich Miyuta to the Cheskas Isser. Dehainu, the Behema has a Cheses Isser, and with the Miyu, it would combine to say that we should paskin that it's not a good Shchita. Now there is a Nidan in the Rishonim, what the Cheskas Isser is, which the Gemara is referring to. Rashi says that it is referring to the Cheskas Isser Eiver Menachai. But Taisus and Beitza on Daf Chavheya Menalev asks on Rashi, that now, this animal is for sure dead, and therefore, there is for sure no Isser Eiver Menachai here. The Safek only is if there is an Isser Nevela. So how can you use the Cheskas Eiver Menachai if that Isser for sure isn't here now? And the Isser Nevela never had a Cheskas Isser. L'chayru the Yisoid of a Chazaka Demei Kara is to say that what was here before remains here now also. But here, the Chazaka of the Isser Eiver Menachai, Al-Kochot doesn't remain here. So how can you apply the svar of Chazaka de Meikara using the Cheskas Isser of Eiver Menachai if for sure doesn't remain here now, and L'chayru the only nidan is whether or not there's an Isser Nevela or not? So Tais over there learns a new pshat in the Gemara, that when the Gemara is talking about a Cheskas Isser, it is referring to the fact that every animal which wasn't shechted has an Isser Asei of Eina Zavuach. Taisis mechadish that we learn now from the pasuk of a zavachta v'achalta that you can only eat something if it is zavuach, but an ein zavuach has an iser asei. And memela, when you have a safek shchita, there is a cheskas iser she'ein zavuach from before, which could still be in effect now. Now, when we return to the shita of Rashi, it's definitely possible that Rashi didn't want to learn like Taisus, because Rashi Akubi is not maskin bechlal to this new iser asei, which Taisus was mechadish called the asei of ein zavuach, because in Shas, it doesn't mention such an iser of ein zavuach. But al kol panim, we do have to be miyashiv Rashi, how it's possible to say that we're using the cheses iser evim menachai, if now, at this point, we know that there's no iser evim menachai. L'chayru, but that's Rashi, it's mucha to say that Rashi holds machzikin me iser l'iser, which means that you can keep a cheskas iser even if you have to change from one iser to another iser. Umemele here, you can use the cheskas iser eiver menachai to say that it's now usher because of nevela, because the behema went straight from the iser of eiver menachai to the iser of nevela. And you have to say that that's also an example of chazaka demei kara, where we say the din is to leave the behema on its cheskas iser, because it was usher before and it's still usher even though the shema iser changed in between. Now the mashmois of the Shav Shmaitza in Shmaitza Hey Perak Beis is that he understood that Rashi holds by all isurim you can say marzika me iser le iser. But in the Shittu Mikubetzas HaChadosh, earlier on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, he explains that there is a special svara to say it by the iser of Nachai and the iser of Nevela, because the shayrish of both isurim is the same. The iser of Nevela and the iser of Menachai have the same shayrish. The hainu, the iser is that the behema did not have a shchita. Therefore, since the isurim are meshach shaychi to each other, we can be mazik from one to the other. But by other isurim, Rashi would be masking to Taisus that you can't be mazik in me iser le iser. Now, we mentioned before that Taisus says that the reason that the Rabbanon argue with Reb Meir is they are mesupik if roiv shchita ascher shayt vekatan are mesukanim or they're mekukalim. Now, Taisus adds that since they are mesupik, what the roiv is, you can't go baser chazaka. The Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Tazvav, is Masber Taisus in two different ways. First, he says that he wants to be medame to a case of Trey Utrey, that there also we say that you don't go Basar Chazaka, because b'makom that you have Edim, you don't handle with Chazaka. Since Edim are stronger than Chazaka, so we don't handle with Chazaka when you have Edim. Who had in here, when you have a roiv against a roiv, you don't handle with chazaka, because roiv is odif from chazaka. There is a chiddush in this dimyon of the Shmaitza, because by trey utrey, you for sure have two edim saying like both stadim. So you for sure have two edim against the chazaka. But here, you are mesupik what the roiv is. And the roiv might not be against the chazaka at all. Adarabba, maybe you should use the chazaka to be machria that the roiv that supports the chazaka is the correct one. Ayin the hagoyis miloyei shmaitza, that he asked this on the shmaitza, and he has other kashas on the shmaitza, ayin shom. I'll call upon him, the shmaitza himself is ma'irer, that his pshat is only good like the mandamar who holds treyu trey sveka dairaisa, that min ha-toyer when you have a treyu trey, you do not go basa chazaka. But there is a mandamar who holds treyu trey sveka midrabbanan, and that mandamar holds that min ha-toyer you do go basar chazaka. So according to that mandamar, when you would have a roiv against a roiv, you l'chayr would go basar chazaka. So Taisus would still need a hezber. So the Shmaitza says another mahalach in Taisus, based on a yisoid, that a chazaka doesn't help by a sveka d'dina. Memela, by our Taisus, where there is a suffix, whether roiv misukanim or roiv mikukalim, that is a din, that has a din of a sveka d'dina, where chazaka doesn't work. The shaila is, what's taka the hezber, why by a sveka d'dina we can't go basar chazaka? Rabbi Chanan in Kaivitz Shmuas wants to explain that the beer is because a chazaka can only be machria the shayrish hasafik. And by a sveka d'dina, we don't have a safik on this particular case. Rather, it's a klaliistic safik how to don all cases similar to this. Memela, the chazaka in this particular thing can't help, because it can't be machria the shayrish hasafik, which is a klaliistic safik, and not in this particular thing. Chazaka only works when the Shayrish HaSafik is in a particular thing that has its own Safik. There the Chazaka can be Machriya of the Safik. But for example, in Tysis's case, the Safik of Rav Misukana and Rav Mikukalim is a global Safik by all Shchitas of a Chayr Shaita Vekatan, and the Cheskas Isser of a particular animal can't be Machriya of the Shayrish HaSafik, because it can only be machriya klapi this specific animal, and the chazaka only works if it can be machriya the shayrish hasafik. Hal kol panim, the Shmaitz is learning bedas taisus that since we have a safik, what the rive is, and it's a sveika dedina, that's why you can't go bas chazaka, because chazaka doesn't work by a sveika dedina. So we are left with two biurim from the Shmaitz in taisus. Now the Gemara, when it wants to bring a raya that Remeir holds smoich miyuta lechazaka, the Gemara brings a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tinoik shenimsa b'tzada isa ubotze b'yadai, Remeir mitar v'chachom mitamim. My time with Remeir, Kosova roiv tinoika is mitapchen, umiyat e mitachin, v'isa zu b'chesas tairoi medes, smoich miyuta lechazaka v'isra leiruba. Rashi learns over here that the case is that we know that the Tinoik touched the Isa. The subject that we have is if the Tinoik was Tamei. And we have a Roiv, that Roiv Tinoikis are Metabchen, which means that Roiv children are Tamei because they play with Shratzen. So Remeir is Metar because the Isa is a Cheses Taira, and there are Amiyat Tinoikis which aren't Tamei. So we say Smoich Meyuto Lechazaka. And the Chacham are mitameh because they go with the Rav, and they hold the Miyad as Keman Delesa. The Rishonim has several kashas on Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. Tosis in Kiddushin on Dapeyam and Aleph asks on Rashi, why did the Mishnah say the words Tinoik Nimsa B'tzada Isa? Why didn't the Mishnah write Tinoik Shenoga B'Isa? Since the case is when we know that he touched the Isa. So Taisus holds that the Lashon of the Mishnah is not mashma like Rashi's Pshat. The Ramban and the Ritva in our Sugya ask a Lomdish Akasha on Rashi. They ask that since a Chazaka only helps if it is on the Shayrish HaSafik, like we mentioned earlier, Lefi Rashi, the Shayrish HaSafik is in the child, whether or not the child is Tamei or not. So how can we use the Cheskas Taira of the Isa, which is a chazaka in the Isa and not the child, to machriya the safek, which is in the child? We find a similar thing in the Ritva in Eirvin Daf Lama Vavo Min Aleph. The Ritva over there says that if someone is Toivil, and we have a safek on whether or not he did a good tefillah, and then he went and touched Tyrus, we can't use the cheskas Taira of the Tyrus to be machriya the safek, since the safek is in the Adama Toivil, and not in the Tyrus, and the Chazaka is in the Tyrus. I'll call upon him, because of these kashas, most Rishayim learn a different pshat in the case of the Mishnah, Tinoik B'tzad Isa. They say the case is where we know that the Tinoik is Tamei. Why do we know this? Because there's a stoma that Noshen Nidus were Nashikim. Our suffix is whether he touched the Isa or not. On one hand, we have a Roiv that children play with dough, so he probably touched it. And Befrat, here that we see that there's dough in his hand, it's very mistaber that he touched it. But there is a miyut, which says that maybe somebody gave him the dough, and he didn't actually touch the rest of the dough. In this case, it's miyushev the kash of the Ramban and the Ritva, because the chazaka of the Isa can help be machriya the shayrish hasafik, since the shayrish hasafik is in the Isa, whether or not the Isa was touched or not. Hakopon, in returning to the Gemara asks, how come Remeir needed the svara of Roy Maiseya Mikukalim? L'chayra, even if there was only a miyatam Mikukalim, we would say, smoich miyuto lechazaka, and we would say that because of the cheskas iser and the miyut, we would say that the shkita isn't good. The Gemara answers, im omru sofik tumma litair, yoimru sofik iser lehater. The Gemara is mechalik between Tumah and Isurim, that will say Smoich Miyuta Lechazaka Legabi Tumah, but not Legabi Isur. Lechayro et Tzarech Bir, what the Gemara means, why is there a Makom Lechalik between them? Taisus Devei Amasul Samach learns that the Gemara's answer is that when Remeir says Smoich Miyuta Lechazaka, he holds it doesn't work to be Machriya against the Roiv, Legamri, that were Machriya against the Roiv. That's not how the Gemara learned in the Hava Aminah. But the Gemara is coming out in the Teretz that even after you say Smoich Miyutu L'Chazaka, it leaves us with a suffix of Mechsa Mechsa. Memeilo, when it comes to Isser, like in our Sugya, we would have to be Machmer, like all other suffix Isurim. But when it comes to Tumah, so there, since it's a suffix Tumah, in a Dover, She'im by Das Lishoel, there the halacha is, even if it's in Rishos HaYachid, we say that it's Tar. This is the halacha we learn from Saita, that only a suffix Tumah, which is Yesh by Das Lishoel, like Saita, is Tameh. But a suffix in a Tinuk, which is the tinuk is aimed by das l'shoel, we say the suffix is tar, and that's why in the Mishnah, Remeir is mitar. Hakoponim, it comes out that the shita of Taisus over here, and Taisus also says this in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Tes, is that the din of smeich miyuto l'chazaka, according to Remeir, helps just to change the roiv into a mechsa mechsa, and we are left with the suffix. Remeir, you have a schilik between Isser and Tumah. There are many Rishayin which seem to argue. The Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva over there in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Tes are mashma that they hold that be'emes, when you say smoich miyuto l'chazaka according to Remeir, the chazaka and the miyut combine to actually be better than the roiv. And this is be'emes the lashon of Rashi in Nida Daf Yuches Amabeis Divrei Amaskel Smoich. Rashi says shehamiyut v'chazaka heim shnayim v'aroiv hu echad ve'ein echad b'mokim shnayim. The mashmoyis of Rashi is that at the end of the day, the miyut and the chazaka are clearly stronger and are machriya against the roiv. The shaila is, according to these rishonim, how they are going to learn our gemara, what the chilik is between iser and tumah. These rishonim learn that although min ha-taira, when you have a smoich miyuto l'chazaka, it's machriya keneged the roiv, but the chachamim li'inyan iser decided to be machmer, to be choshesh for the roiv. Masha'inkein, when it comes to Tumah, the Gemara in Beitz on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph says, Afushe Tumah loy mefashinon, which means that the Rabbanon try not to create Tumas mid Rabbanon, so Memela, since we have Smaich Miyut L'Chazaka, there was no Makom that the Rabbanon decided not to be Machr mid Rabbanon. I saw that Mitzvah Eson wants to be Masver, this klal of Afushe Tumah loy mefashinon, why Chazal did not look to be marbe in Tumas Midrabanon, is because they were nervous that it could come Lidei Kula, because a person might end up being Soyrif Kachim or Chuma. And the Allah is Avada that if it's only Tumas Midrabanon, you have no right to be Soyrif Chuma and Kachim. So since they were nervous about such a takala, they tried as much as they can not to create Tumas Midrabanon. So we are left with a machlokes rishonim, if in the geder of smoich miyuto l'chazaka, it leaves us with a suffix, or the miyut and the chazaka combine, and they're actually better than the roiv. Now Taisus l'shitasa that he holds, that it only makes a suffix, Taisus asks that if so, why does the Gemara need a tziruf of chazaka? L'chay Rashidas Remeir is that we're always chayshish for the miyut by itself, in order to make a suffix. Even without the chazaka, it should be enough. Just because there's a miyut, the sheet of Remeir seems to be that we're chayshish misafik. Taisus has two tirutzim. The first teretz of Taisus is that in a chanami, we didn't need the chazaka to be misayeya the miyut. We just needed to mention that the chazaka isn't misayeya the other way. We're just mentioning that the chazaka is not being misayeya the roiv. Because if it would, then the miyut would be a miyuta de miyuta, which Remeir isn't chayshish for. A second teretz of Taisus is that Remeir is only chayshish for a miyut by itself, midrabanon. Tainu, this that Remeir is chayshish by a miyut without chazaka is midrabanon. Masha'inkein, if the miyut has a tziruf of a chazaka, then we are chayshish for it even minatayra. In our Gemara, we need it to be chayshish minatayra. Because when Remeir is mitar by the Isa, it could come out of kula. That's why the Gemara needs the tziruf of chazaka, and it couldn't just say the miyut alone. It comes out that Shitas Taisus by us is that Smoich Miyuto L'Chazaka L'Fi Remeir makes a suffix even Minatayra, and a Miyut without Chazaka, it's Tali in the two Terutzim of Taisus, whether it's Minatayra or only Midrabanon. There is a Taisus in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Tes which has a Sa'ad that L'Fi Remeir Smoich Miyuto L'Chazaka is only Midrabanon, but Rav Kiveger in Mishnayis in Demai asks an infamous Sugya, which is mavur, that we wanted to use smoich miyuto l'chazaka to be matter oisei v'esvenoi and to pater from a chiyuv of kisei adam, which is l'chayra mukach, that the din of smoich miyuto l'chazaka is a svara min ha-tayra. The Beis HaLevi in Chele Beis Simon Zion wants to be miyashiv toises over there, And he says that dafka in our sugya, we thought that the miyat and the chazaka were minat taira. Because not only do you have a miyat of chayre shayta v'katans who do a shchita which is misokin, but there is also a miyat of animals that the shchita, when you do the shchita, you do it b'makim nekev. And therefore the behema is really a treifa. And it's usher because of that. So since you have two different miyutim supporting the chazaka, that's why it helps even minat taira. But it could be ba'alma in a regular case where you only have one miyut supporting the chazaka. There in the Hanami, Taisus is right that it only works midrabanan. Now in the etzem machloikis between Remeir and the Rabbanon, whether or not we say smoich miyuta lechazaka or not, there is a Rashi in Kedushin daf peyom et aleph which says that this machloikis Remeir and the Rabbanon is be'emes l'shitasam. Because they argue whether or not we're chashinon lemiyat. Remeir holds we're chayshish lemiyat, and that's why he says smoich miyuta lechazaka, and the Rabbanon hold loy chashin lemiyuta, and that's why they do not say smoich miyuta lechazaka. Now, Rabbi Chanan points out, in Kaibit Sa'ar, Sivan Samach Vav, that this is be'emes very meduyik in our Gemara, because when the Gemara brings the sheet of Remeir that holds smoich miyuta lechazaka, the Gemara says, Remeir chayish lemiyuta, smoich miyuta lechazaka. It's mavur that the Gemara is saying the reason he says smoich miyuta lechazaka is because he holds chashin on the miyuta. The problem is the Beis Halevi asks in Chelev Beis Simon Chav Gimel is that lechayra lefi v'shitas that Remeir is only chayish lemiyuta midrabanan, and they also hold that smoich miyuta lechazaka is dairaisa, then lechayra the Rashi shver. Because why should it be l'shitasai? How could the din of chashin al-miyuta midrabanan create a din of smoich miyuta l'chazaka midairaisa? This is the Beis HaLevi's kasha. Rabbi Chanan wants to say a teretz based on the following idea. He says that the machloikis between Remeir and the Rabbanon, whether we're chashin al-miyuta, even though that's a machloikis whether we're chayish l'miyuta midrabanan or not, but what is that shaila tali in? That shaila is tali if when the Torah came and said you could go bas arayv, does the Torah hold that the miyat is command de isa or command de lesa? Remeir shita is that even though the Torah said to go bas arayv, it's still, the Torah is still masking that the miyat is command de isa. It just said that afal pikein you can go bas arayv. Memela, since the miyat is command de isa, there's a makom for the Rabbana to come and to be machmer and to say we're going to be chayshesh for the miyat. Mashaykin, according to the Rabbanon, they hold that when the Torah came and said, go bas arayv, the Torah is telling me that the miyat is command alesa. The Mela, if the miyat is command alesa, so there's no makom for the Rabbanon to say, chashin al miyuta mid Rabbanon to be machmir because the miyat is command alesa. Memela, it's very good Rashi. Rashi is saying that Remeir and the Rabbanon l'shitasai, because in order to say the din of smoich miyuta lechazaka, midai raisa, you need that midai raisa, the miyat is command isa. Remeir who holds that the miyat is command isa, and the ichacha from that is the fact that he says, chashina midai Rabbanon l'miyuta, so he can say smoich miyuta lechazaka, because since the miyat is command isa, so it's here and you can be mitzarif it to the chazaka. Mashenkin the Rabbanon who say loy chashina l'miyuta, they hold that minat Torah the meat is command alessa, and memelev it's command alessa, you can't say smoik miyuta lechazaka. So it's good when Rashi says that the Remeir and the Rabban are going l'shitasa, l'fi their shita in chashin lemiyuta or not, that causes whether or not you could say smoik miyuta lechazaka. Going weiter down the Amud, the Gemara brings a Mishnah which says, shachat mea chayis b'mokim echad kisui echad lekulam. The Mishnah tells us that you don't have to do a separate kisui for each one. It's enough to do one kisui lekulam. Now the Gemara brings a pasuk to learn this out from. It's mashma that the Gemara says you need a pasuk from the fact that it says chaya, it's mashma bein muat bein meruba, and from here we see that you only need kisui echad lekulam. The pasuk of the Gemara is that this halacha needs a yafusa. L'chayret tzarech iyan, what's taka the chiddush? Why would I think differently? Rabbi Yashiv in the Oris wants to say that I might have thought that if you would only do one kisui at the end, then maybe that kisui only works to cover the last animal which you shechted's blood, and not the rest of the blood. And you would need to cover each one separately, otherwise it would only work for the last one. Kamash Malon, the kisui at the end, is considered to be covering all of the blood, and it's enough to do one kisui at the end. Yashiv is also matzia a different shot in the Mishnah that I might have thought that since kisui is the gemar of the mitzvah of shchita, you would have to be mechasa right after the shchita of each chaya and each oif in order to be goymer the shchita right away. Kamash Malon, that you could do it after all of the Shchitas.
I saw in the Sefer Shama Yosef, he wants to suggest a different pshat in what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. He wants to say the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that there is no problem of Eim Avir Na Mitzvahs, because I might have thought that by not doing the Kisui immediately after doing each Shchita Sa'if, that would be a chesaron of Eim Avir Na Mitzvahs. Kamash on the Mishnah, that when you shecht mea oifais, the mitzvah is gufa to finish shechting all mea oifais and then do one kisui for all of them. That's gufa, the gather of the mitzvah of kisui when you're shechting mea oifais. This pshat only stems according to Taisus and Yuma, Daflami Gimel, who says that the din of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs is a din midai raisa. But if you hold like Rashi, which a number of Achreinim want to suggest, that Rashi is mashma, that the din of Eim Avir Na Mitzvah is only a din derabanon, then this pshat wouldn't work, because the Gemara is mavur, that this din has to be learned out from a pasuk. Al-Karchid only shems with Taisus that the din of Eim Avir Na Mitzvah is a din derayisa.
The Misha Vayter brings a machloikis, what you do when you're sheichet an oif and then a chaya. According to Tanakama, you make one kisui for both of them. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to first be mechasa the oif, and then be mechasa the chaya. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rosh are mevayer that the machloikas is tali in whether or not the kisui of a chaya and an oif are considered one big mitzvah, similar to when you shecht two oifes and two chayas, we say that it's one big mitzvah, or when you shecht an oif and a chaya, do we look at each one as a separate mitzvah? The Rabbanon hold it's one big mitzvah, and therefore you could do kisui echad l'shneim, just like by two oifes or two chayes where you do kisui echad l'kulam. And Yehuda holds that we consider them two separate mitzvahs, and therefore you have to first finish the mitzvah of shchita v'kisui of the oif before you start the mitzvah of shchita v'kisui of the chaya. L'chayra, we can clear in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, what would happen if in the Eved you did do a kisui echad l'shneim? Would we say that even in the Eved you're not yoitza the mitzvah's kisui of the Rishon? Because maybe we would say that the kisui is only going on the second one that you shechted, since it's a separate mitzvah, so we're miyachis the kisui only to the second mitzvah and not the first. Or maybe Laila Rabbi Yehuda is just saying a din l'chachila. He's saying that l'chachila, first finish the first mitzvah, and then do the second mitzvah. But b'di'evet, he would be moideh, that if you did do both together, we do see it as a kisui on both, and it's considered that you did both mitzvahs. Now l'chayra, this shaila is not negeh la'alacha, because we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. But it could be b'emes that it is a shtiko negeh la'alacha, because the Darchei Moshe brings a chiddush from the Kolboy, who says that even Lididon, that we pass it like the Chachamim, if you were to shecht a chaya and a behema together, you must first be mechasa the chaya's dam first, shechting the behema. Since the behema, you don't have a mitzvah. To mechasa its dam, you must first do the kisui and finish the mitzvah of the shechita of the chaya, and then you can move on to shechting the behema. Similar to what Rabbi Yehuda says by a chaya and a oif, that you need to first finish the shchita of the chaya by being mechas the dam before you shecht the oif. L'chayri l'fi zeh yesh ladin, what would happen if b'di'eved you were mechas the dam of the chaya after you shechted the behema, and the dam of the behema fell on top of the dam of the chaya? Would you b'di'eved be yoytze the mitzvah of kisui dam chaya if you now covered the dam of the chaya and the behema? The Chayre should be tali in our Shaila before, whether or not we can see that the kisui that you do on top of the dam of the behema is considered a kisui also for the dam of the chaya that's underneath it. However, we could be mechalik poshet that it could be that in the case of the kolboy, that the eved for sure you wouldn't be yaitze, because since the dam of the behema is potter from kisui, it would for sure be considered a chatzitza, and you would not be yoytze your mitzvah of kisui, be mechasa the dam of the chaya, because with the dam of the behema would be chaytzeitz, and it wouldn't be considered that you're being mechasa the dam of the chaya. Mashein came, by dam oif and dam chaya, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, they're both chayav in kisui. And therefore we're left with our shayla, that efshir b'di'eved, a kisui that you do at the end, would work for both the chaya and the oif. The Gemara Vayter says, moide Rabbi Yehuda le'ingin bracha. Rashi explains that the Gemara means that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when you shecht the oif and then you do kisui adam on the oif, you do not need to make a new bracha before doing the shechita of the chaya. The Hainu, we don't consider the Kisui a Hefsek Bein Shchita L'Shchita to require a new bracha. Now the Rif brings this Gemara La'alacha, and the Rishayim are bothered by this because the Rif doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda's Iker Halacha that you need to be Mechase between the Shchita Sa'if and the Shchita Sa'ayah. So why is he bringing Halacha of Moed Rabbi Yehuda if he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? The Rishayim try to say various Tirutzim where this din is Nagea La'alacha even Lefi the Shchita Sa'chamim. The Ran wants to answer that the Rif brought this lahalacha because he wanted us to know what would happen if a person did do like Rabbi Yehuda. He did do a kisui in between a shchita of an oif and a chaya. Even though he didn't have to, the Rif wanted you to know that the halacha would be that he would not need a new bracha on the second shchita. The Rosh wants to say a different pshat in the Rif based on a din which is mentioned in Taisus on Daf Pei Zayin of an Aleph, Divrei Amasul Umachasi. Taisa says over there, if a person shechted an oif, and he was planning to only shecht this one oif, and then he changed his mind, and he decided to shecht more oifis, he would need a new bracha on the shechita of the second oif, and therefore, Zok Taisa, he would need to do the kisui of the first oif before starting to shecht the second oif. Says the Rosh, the makar for Taisa halacha is from this din of Maidir of Yehuda lingin bracha. Because we see from over there that when a person shechts an oif and a chaya, even though Rabbi Yehuda is moide, that one bracha would suffice for both of them, still he requires a separate kisui for each one. If so, for sure in this case, where he shechts one oif and he's nimach to shecht the second oif, that there he's required to make a separate bracha on the second shechita, for sure over there he would need a separate kisui on the first shechita before doing the second shechita. The Rosh explains further that just like when Rabbi Yehuda tells you to do a separate kisui in between the shechita of the oif and the chaya, the reason is because the shechita of the oif and the chaya are two separate mitzvahs, so maybe you have to first be goymer one mitzvah before you do the second mitzvah. Hu adin lididon, when you shecht one oif and then you're nimlach and decide to shecht the second oif, so that's considered that the shechita of the second oif is a new mitzvah. Memela, before you could start doing the new mitzvah, you have to be goyim in the first mitzvah. So you have to do kisei adam after the first shechita before you do the shechita on the second animal. Memela, zok derosh. This is the reason why the Rif brought this din of Moed Yehuda lingin bracha la'alacha. Because it has a ramification that we can learn out from over here, this din, that even with the don, lefi derabanan, when you shecht the knife and you're nimlach to shecht the second knife, you would first need to do the kisui on the first knife before starting the shechita of the second knife. Al koponim, it comes out from the Rosh that lishitasai, there will be a raya from the Rif that he holds of the din of Taisis la'alacha, whereas according to the Ran, there would be no raya from the Rif that he holds like Taisis chiddush din. The Madana Yontif brings a third very interesting yisha for the Rif. The Mordechai in the beginning of our perek brings a shita of the Ga'inim and some Rishainim who held that when you shecht many behemoths or oifos, you need to make a separate bracha on each and every shita since they are gufin muchlokim. Says the Madana Yontif, we see from this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, of Moed Rabbi Yehuda lingin bracha, we see derech agav that you can make one bracha on two shitas. Because we're saying that the kisui isn't mafsik to require a new bracha on the second shechita. Al karchach, one bracha works for both shechitas. And since it says Moed Reb Yehuda, it's clear that the Chacham agree with this. And therefore the Rif brought it to mafkia from the shechita of the Ge'oinim. The Ma'adana Yontu is be'emes tama on these Ge'oinim. What could they possibly do to be miyashiv this Gemara? Now when Rashi comes to be Mazvir, the Etzem Din of Moed Reb Yehuda Lingin Bracha, Rashi says, Lingin Bracha ala Shchita, Ein Tzarech Levarech la'acher HaKisui. Rashi says that it means that you don't need a new Bracha on the second Shchita after you do the Kisui. The Rashi is Medayik from Rashi, that when you do the second Kisui, you will need a new Bracha. And even though the Kisui isn't considered a Mavsik between the two Shchitas, to acquire a new bracha on the second shechita, the shechita is mafsik between the two kisuis to acquire a new bracha on the second kisui. The shaila is, what is the makom lechalek between when it comes to making a new bracha on the shechita as opposed to making a new bracha on the kisui? The Rashba explains that the kisui and the birchas hakisui aren't a hefsik to the shechita because they are mitzorche mitzvah shechita. So they are similar to the heter we find that a person's allowed to say, bring the salt between the birchas hamoitzi and the achila, because the salt is mitzarche achila and not considered a hefsik. Masha'in kein, the shchita of the sheni isn't mitzarche hakisui shel arishon. It's no shaychis to the mitzvah's kisui that you're doing on the rishon, and therefore it's mafsik between the two kisuis to make you need a new bracha on the second kisui. The Ritva also brings this diyuk in Rashi, but he wants to say a different chilek, that by shchita, the bracha on the first shchita is poiter, and it goes on all the other shchitas, because all the animals are in front of him, and they're ready for shchita at the time of the first shchita. And therefore the kisui isn't mafsik, because you also have the svara that you could do the shchita and the kisui at the same time.
Masha'in came by the kisui rishon, the dam of the other animals isn't be'olam at all yet. And therefore the bracha on the kisui rishon can't really extend to the other animals.
So the shchita in between is able to be mafsik, even though you can do the shchita and kisui at the same time. Lamaisa, the ritva is mafsik, that the dik and rashi isn't mukhruch, and it could be, Rashi just mentioned the need to make a bracha on the second shchita and didn't mention the need to be mevarich on the second kisui, because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah only mentioned the two shchitas, and he never mentioned the second kisui. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Shochat chayo yichaseno v'yacharkach yishchait esa'oif. He never makes mention of the second kisui. I'll call upon him whether this is the shita of Rashi or not. The Rashi and the Ritva both bring the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who says clearly that there is no chilek between a shita between the kisuis or a kisui between the shitas. Both aren't masik because of the svara that you could do both at the same time, and you don't need a new bracha on the second shita or on the second kisui. The Rashi is marich whether or not he agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, and he is masik that as long as when you did the first kisui, you had in mind to do the second kisui, the bracha would pater the second kisui, and you would not need a new bracha like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now when it comes to the etzem achleikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, whether or not when you shecht a chayin and oif, you need two separate kisuis or one kisui is enough, the achreinim have a problem in cheshbon. Because kemat all the paiskim seem to pass like Tanakama, that kisui echa lekulam was. The problem is that when the Gemara speaks out, the shakavataya of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, the Gemara says that Yehuda's mekar is because the Torah says chaya oyoi is separating, that each one needs a separate kisui. And the Gemara says, what's pshat in the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon hold that you need oy lechalik. In fact, the Rashash and the Torah Tamima, the L'chayru, we know that the shita of Rabbi Yonasan is that you don't need to be mechalik. Oh, that Taisus mentioned earlier on Daf Ayin Tav, that Rav Ashita and Bava Metzia comes out that he holds like Rabbi Yonasan. So L'chayru lefi that, since we pass on like Rav Ledina, so we should also pass on like Rabbi Yonasan, and we should hold that you don't need oy lechalik. If you don't need oy lechalik, then it should come out that we should pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that we should learn out from the words chaya oif, that you need a separate kisui for chaya and oif. Memele shver, how come all the paiskim pass on like Tanakama and do not pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? I found that the Shah HaMelech in Perek Yud Beis of Hilcha Shchita discusses this kasha, and he says in Interessante Teretz, he says that even though the Gemara says that the reason for the Rabbanon is because we need oy lechalik, but there is a possible different pshat in the Rabbanon based on a Teiras Kayanim. The Teiras Kayanim says that from the fact that the Torah wrote oif, yochol af oif tami b'mashma, I might have thought it also includes a non-kosher bird, tamid loimar chayu. Ma chaya shimitama begodim, just like the chaya that we're talking about is a chaya which its nevela is mitama begodim, af oif shumitama begodim. We're also talking about an oif which is mitama begodim, yotza oif tamei she'enoi mitama begodim. So the Teres Kayim is learning out that we compare oif to chaya, and just like chaya, its nevela is mitama begodim, we're talking about an oif which its nevela is mitama begodim, and only an oif tar is mechiv kisei adam, is only on an oif tar. So the Shah Melech, that he brings a carbon iron who says that what's the yisoid of this drasha, how do we know to compare chaya to oif? So he says, this is the lashon of the carbon iron, it's loima shechaya oif shukachaya. We learn out that the mitzvah of kisei adam is either with a chaya or with an oif that's like a chaya. So at the carbon iron, we learn now from the word oi. Shalei nemar ze oy ze ela al dvarim shehem mimin echad. The Torah will not write ze oy ze unless they're the same min. So since the Torah says chaya oy oiv, it must be that we're talking about an oif that's doim ta'chaya, and in Mela, that's how we know that it has to be an oif tar and not an oif tame. So in Mela, Zot Shara Melech, this is a drasha that we learn out from oi. So we could say that la locha, for some reason, the paiskin paskin like the teres hakoinim and not like our gemara, and we use the oi according to the rabbanon for this drasha, the teres kainim, to emayit an oif tame, and that's why we can pass like the rabbanon, even though we hold, like Rabbi Yonasan, that we don't need oi lechalik. Ayin Shom in the Teres Kainim, it's in Parashas Achrei Mois, in the Parash of Kisei Adam, that it discusses further, that L'chayru, we learn this out, that Oif Tame is not included from Ki Yoichal. Ayin Shom.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.